Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, it is the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. And what do we do on Friday? We kind of kick back, do some hyper-local stuff, talking about the Greater Des Moines Metro, stuff going on here. Jeff Pitts is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He's sitting in studio today. We're back in studio. Last week, we were at a coffee shop.
Yes, we were. How was that?
That was okay.
How many hours you log?
Plenty. As a matter of fact, there's a great story. I decided whatever day it was, I don't know, Wednesday of this week, I went to a local florist, Nielsen Florists, in West Des Moines on 22nd Street.
Okay.
And 1600, I think it is, 22nd Street.
Wow.
I know, right?
Like a steel trap.
All the time. Anyway, I went over there and met Paul Nielsen.
Uh-huh.
It's been a florist since 1934, I think it is. Wow. That's a long time.
What's he, like 90 years old?
Well, no, he's a nice guy. You know, he's like second or third generation. Okay, anyway, so I got a plant, and I took it over to Grounds for Celebration to say thank you for letting me camp out here for days.
Uh-huh.
So, so I learned a little bit about Paul Nielsen. It was kind of fun.
Huh. Yeah, I'm on the show?
Huh?
Is he going to be on the show?
I think I'm going to try to reach out and do that.
Yeah.
He said podcast. What the? How do you get to a podcast? here's my card. Well, I'll have my daughter help me. I said, how do you do that? Anyway, it's a great conversation. All right. Cool. I'm sorry. We've just kind of taken another left turn, as we usually do each Friday.
Mm-hmm. Might as well. I'll be honest. Again, light week.
Nothing?
We got a few things, but the fair is the big
fair,
thing.
I know, yeah.
And no one wants to put their event up against the fair.
I would.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, because there's plenty of people who aren't going this year.
Are there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, have you seen the attendance records?
I have
the attendance
not.
Numbers are down a bit.
Are they? Have they put those out yet?
Oh, yeah, every day. The DSM register does. Uh-huh. And, so they're down a bit. But
what are we on? Did it give a pace?
It gives year to year, like 2019
sure.
numbers versus 2021 numbers.
Well, million's kind of the marker, right?
Million is like, the marker,
million
right.
plus.
Yeah.
After that, everyone's but under a million. Then you kind of say.
And last time we were talking about this.
So, over under? Are we hitting over 1 million or under 1 million?
I think we're going to hit
your prediction.
I think we're going to hit just over 1 million.
Okay, that'd not be a
as,
success. I think in
not
this
as big as last
2019. Last. Yeah,
I did remember. By the way, the fair manager that Marion Lucas.
Uh-huh.
Remember we were talking about
fair managers. Fair we managers. Dig deep in this show.
Yeah, we do. Marion Lucas. What a great guy. There's a house on the fairgrounds that the fair manager, I don't know if Gary Slater lives there now or not, but that's where we would have parties and things.
Okay.
Oak Ridge Boys came by one day.
Really?
Yeah, we had a great time.
What are they like?
They're nice guys.
Yeah.
My son was playing with one of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Playing music? Or?
No, just playing. You know, I mean, they were young. They were young. And they were playing around, and he had no idea who it was until I told him after they left. He goes, how come you didn't tell me? I said, well, I didn't want to ruin the minute. You know, and then you ask him about, stuff. You guys are just having fun. All right.
Huh.
So anyway, moving along.
Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys.
How old are those boys?
They'd be up there now.
I think they were in town not too long ago.
Could be.
Seem to remember writing something about that. Anyway.
Right. What do you got?
Want to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Ryan Doty, dueling pianos at Sips and Songs. This is at the Ankeny, the District Town Square Park.
The District Town Square Park in Ankeny.
That's right.
Dueling pianos?
That's right.
Very nice. What's his name again?
Ryan Doty.
Ryan Doty.
Very nice. Ryan Doty.
Ah, okay. There you go. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to Ankeny.
Cornhole.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
The national thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
It's coming. Tonight and Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to reach out. And,
it's a pro league.
Right. I was going to reach out and try to get them on the news hour to talk about the week got away from me.
Sure.
But I did nominate somebody for 20 over 21.
Yeah?
Yeah. The whole, I did that.
All right.
Anyway,
there wasn't. You know,
well, I can't tell you because okay, it's okay. Kind of like secret, isn't
sure,
it?
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, all right.
Folks, if you're listening, you can, I don't have the website with me, but CityView's doing our Business Journal's doing a 21 for 2021 where we right. recognize 21 business figures in the local community that have made a difference in the last right. year.
Made a difference in the community.
So we're taking nominations now, so you can right. find that online. I don't have
any. And I did nominate someone.
All right. So,
all right. See, when you send me something,
mm-hmm.
I jump on it. All I mean, right. yeah, when Jeff says, go do this.
I didn't even say that. I just.
I know, but you hint at things, and so I'm like, okay, fine. I'll do what he says. You know, just another person to tell me what to do. My bride, record. By the way, is yeah. gone this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why does that come up right after you say,
somebody tell me what to do? A little segue there, yeah.
Camping?
Oh, camping, yeah.
Take the new dog camper?
No. The camper's here. Yeah. No, she took our granddaughter, Jovi.
Okay.
Wildcat Den State Park.
Never heard of it.
Muscatine.
How many state parks you been to?
Two. All right, so we got dueling pianos in Ankeny.
Cornhole is going on at the Iowa Event Center. This weekend, this is the ACL Pro Shootout Series. I didn't know until I saw this that there's a Pro Bags Tournament, and this is it. So
I had no idea.
Players are involved in a pool that could win up to $250,000.
$250,000?
I don't think the whole thing goes on one day, but you know that's the ultimate prize, right?
I mean, is this like, these are the finals here?
No, this is just
qualifying
part of the series, right?
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
This is like the regular season, I think.
Got it, okay.
I don't understand their whole app.
I wonder if they trade players. I'll give you two of these guys.
I don't know if it's one-on-one or if it's teams or.
I imagine they have multiples.
Men's singles winners won $20,000 each.
Oh.
Some women's too, so.
Where is this going to be at now? Iowa Event Center?
Doubles get $50,000. Yeah, Iowa Event Center this weekend.
So it's indoors. You know, it's got to be if it's Iowa Event Center.
It could be in the parking lot.
I don't know. I mean, shouldn't you?
I think it's probably indoors. Yeah, you're right.
Isn't there a rule?
For sure it's indoors. Indoors.
Isn't there a rule you should be doing this outside?
There should be.
Yeah.
You should be doing it in a parking lot like a tailgate.
With a beverage in hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that makes it... tough to sell tickets, makes it tough.
Guess,
you
got
to deal with the weather.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It could have an effect on those bags.
It's all part of it, I think.
I guess. All right.
You know, I once got, never mind. Got tossed from my sixth grade volleyball tournament for testing the wind indoors.
You did?
I almost cost us a sportsmanship award. But.
Because you were testing the wind? You rebel, you.
We had a big lead.
Oh. Oh, boy. All right.
They didn't see the, anyway. Downtown Farmers Market Saturday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You know the drill on that.
I do,
right?
Yeah. It's downtown. Lots Farmers.
Stuff.
We got a market.
Think more people will be there or at the fair?
There will be, they'll be at the Farmers Market because remember, it only goes till noon.
Yeah.
So then,
I think if you're in town for the fair, you stop by the farmer's market,
right,
and then go to the fair.
Right, exactly. And, you know, you get on those buses that go out. You know, those are great. You pay
I didn't know there was.
Oh,
from
Dart?
Farmer's market to the, sure.
Sure, I mean, they drop you off at the gate. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. All right, so farmer's market's going. Kelly Foss will be there.
Another world championship tour coming.
Get out of here.
Now, this is also at the fair, but this is the... ICS World Championship Chili Cook-Off. It's going on at the fair this year.
You know, I was at that a couple of years ago.
Were you?
Yeah, I did not participate, but I was there taking some photographs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you
taste any chili? Or?
No, I didn't. I was there because I was doing some photographs to try to capture a state legislator who was there. Who nobody really sees any much of. And
sure.
So I just wanted to, you know, he really did exist. And so I took a photograph of him standing in line at the chili cook-off.
He does indeed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw him.
I legislator that people don't see. That's right. Usually they put their face out there all over the place.
Well, this guy didn't, you know, he rarely went to anything. He's no longer in the legislature. Surprise, surprise. But I just wanted to prove that he existed. So he exists. I was trying to help.
Public service.
That's right.
It's your middle name. How about Iowa Cubs, Principal Park?
All right.
Starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Any day games?
Let's see.
Maybe.
Day games Sunday, 1:08. Otherwise, they're around 7, either 6:38 or 7:08.
Yeah.
Principal Park, downtown. Iowa Cubs are taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers.
The Omaha Storm Chasers. We hate them.
It's the Royals Farm Club.
Yeah, well, hate them too.
You ever know a storm chaser? I should try and track one down.
I do know a storm chaser.
Do you?
Yeah, several.
Several?
Well, yeah. Come on. Yeah. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine.
Wait, how are you defining it? I'm thinking Twister, storm chaser.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't know of Twister. I mean, these are guys that go out there, ladies that go out there and chase storms.
Huh.
John McLaughlin, who used to be on KCCI as a weatherman, a great guy.
Yep.
And anyway, I think he's still doing something like that. I think.
Huh.
I got to check it out.
He's doing something with helicopters.
Could be. Yeah. He's an interesting cat.
I flew in his helicopter once.
Did you?
Yeah.
See?
He'd rent it out, like, he'd take you over the city.
Yeah.
Like for Christmas lights.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, nice. Anyway, it's popular. Back, this is a long time ago.
It's all we do.
20 years ago, maybe.
It's all we do around here is drop names.
Okay. So that's the Cubs. How about we got Tuesday, Johnson Farmers Market. All Wednesday, Waukee Farmers Market.
Wow. Thursday?
I think Monday is Pleasant Hill Farmers Market.
Yeah.
Thursday is...
West Des Moines, man. Yeah.
A lot of farmers markets.
Yeah. We like it. Historic Valley Junction. Who's going to be...
Who's on the... it's the Rhythmatics.
The Rhythmatics. Now, last week was Madge.
You are a steel trap. Stark Raving Madge.
Yeah, last week. I was going to go, and then I don't know, something happened. Maybe we were without internet again. I don't know what it was. Yeah, well, that was exactly what was going on.
How does no internet prevent you?
You don't ask. I had to do my work from a coffee shop for granted.
Did I mention Zubru on Wednesday?
No, you didn't, but...
how much?
$19,000 a day.
That's right. Keep the animals fed.
That's right. That's a lot of feed.
Short on cash after last summer. Rough year for everybody doing stuff like that. So
we're here to help out the Blank Park Zoo.
You betcha. And then also one last thing. Ankeny Art Center. They have a new exhibit going on. Work by Ethan Edvinson. Mixed media.
Ethan Edvinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ankeny, again.
Yep.
Dueling pianos and art.
We kind of bookended with...
We did, didn't we?
It was like an Ankeny sandwich.
I was up in Ankeny on Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah, I got my green card, and I went up to Ankeny, and they let me in, which was kind of nice. I thought, those folks in Ankeny are pretty picky. And I went up there, and I saw Roz Smith. He's running for governor. I just had the opportunity to visit a little bit and see what he's talking about. Yeah. So.
What's the best thing about Ankeny, in your estimation?
Boy.
It's growing.
Yeah, it is growing. It's a big thing. I mean, they got like 15 high schools up there now, and it's just they're having trouble coming up with names for the high schools. I think.
Are they? I've been following.
I think the last one was Centennial or something like that. I think the next one's going to be Millennial, and so it'll be...
What would you name your high school?
Libby High.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Well, he's that way most of the time, so why not name it that, right?
Fast Times at Libby High.
There you go. All right.
Eating pizza, learning about Cuba.
There it is. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, we have been able to take about 14 minutes of your time, and... talk about stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro, including the great Iowa State Fair. Did you go, by the way?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Thinking about going. No, not. I was going to go today. Didn't work out.
Okay.
We're going to have a family reunion, but didn't
How'd
happen.
The birthday go with your...
anniversary.
Oh, anniversary? Oh. No, no.
Yesterday.
Didn't you have a birthday? Your daughter?
Oh, a while ago, a while back. And son, both. Both summer birthdays.
Okay.
August 4th.
August,
I had
an
anniversary yesterday. I had the day off. That's why I...
Oh, really?
That's why, should,
that's why your phone is wet.
Pockets in swimming suits should be illegal. That's my contention. Shouldn't they? What a dumb idea.
Put pockets in swimming suits?
Right, because you're going to put your cell phone in your pocket, and then you're going to jump in the lake.
Yeah, well, some of us don't do that. But, yeah, there are people that do that, and there's not enough rice in the world to dry out that phone.
I didn't even try the rice thing.
You didn't? No.
I don't even know if that's real.
Well, I don't know.
Is it real?
Could be.
I've never met anyone that it works for.
I don't know. But what we've done is we have collected some of those packets, you know, that they put in electronics,
yeah,
you know. And we've tried that a couple of times. It didn't work. No. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He is cell phoneless at the present time, so don't try to call him.
Or text.
Or text. Think of the freedom that you're enjoying.
I like it.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to push this.
Yeah, right? Ban those cell phones. No more masks, no more cell phones. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is City View Magazine. We have got to get out of here because we've taken up enough of your time. That's a wrap for this weekend edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. You better get busy. He was down in Florida, for crying out loud. It's some kind of a park of some kind. I don't know. Get back to work. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.